Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about Jan Yeager being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Jan Yeager is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's our business protocol expert in our Brain Trust. She is the lady who helps us to understand how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And one of the things that she's been writing about lately a lot is friendships. And she even has registered a new word she calls friendships, which we've talked about on the show before. But her new book is focusing on this thing of relationships, especially business relationships, in a little bit of a different way than I've seen before. And the title of her new book is called Who's That Sitting at My Desk? Dr. Jan Yeager, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Jan, as always. And congratulations on your new book, which is going to be shipping this week, right?
Right. I'm very excited because one of the things I do in the new book is I have a new word. As you said, I had created the word friendships. This new word is workship, and a workship is really what you and I have, and so many people in my career and the listeners also, and I never knew what to call it. A workship is a very big step above an acquaintance, but not yet a friend.
Right.
And that tends to be a work-related relationship, whether it's business or in the workplace.
So, because when you think of friend, you think of somebody that you share things with beyond the workplace. I consider you to be a friend, but I take your point because basically all of our relationship is around our work, isn't it?
Well, not just that. A lot of times, workshops, you don't even meet with email,
right,
and telephone today.
Virtual.
But the other part of it is that a workshop is actually a useful relationship in that you don't have to feel the same angst and pulls that you feel if you are friends with someone in the workplace or in business. For instance, is someone doing this because they're your friend or because it's good business?
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about a workship is that it doesn't have that same confusion. And yet, it makes you feel connected. My research found in the new book is based on a survey of 400 men and women, as well as 100 phone or in-person interviews.
Mm-hmm.
That the workship helps to make the workplace more productive. And interestingly, a lot of times, as well as businesses, a lot of times workships do turn into friendships, but quite often the work tie has to end. For instance, someone's a supplier or a vendor, and you have a workship, and one of you changes vendors or changes careers or changes businesses, and then that relationship blossoms because the work may not complicate it.
But you're not saying that it's not possible or even a good idea to have a friendship in the workplace, right?
Exactly, but it should be very carefully developed. In my research into personal relationships, I found it takes 3 years from when you meet till you know it's a tried and true friendship. Unfortunately, what I've observed is that so many people are so eager to feel connected in work, whether it's a business or a workplace situation, they're too open too quickly. That doesn't mean that in time they may not develop a friendship, but the stakes are so high in business, you have to be careful who you share your innermost secrets with too quickly.
And that's the reason why you think it's important that this is not just something that's interesting to know about, this workship element of or level of a relationship. You don't. It's not just an interesting thing to know about. You say that it's important to be able to identify the differences
that's
between a
right
workship and a friendship.
Exactly. And in Who's That Sitting at My Desk, I have a model of a relationship or a friendship from stranger to acquaintance. And now that I understand the concept of worship, it also goes to a worship, and then it may go to a friendship. So a worship is a nice phase between acquaintance, and we can even put co-worker. When you call someone a co-worker, they're still in that role. They're not a particular individual. But a worship is someone you're connecting to one-on-one, and then hopefully it'll turn into a friendship. Even at the workplace, there are so many people I interviewed who have very positive co-worker friendships.
Right.
But they had to do it carefully, slowly. And then when one of them is promoted, there are the issues that I discuss in the book that everyone has to deal with. How are we going to deal with our friendship now that you're my boss?
Mm-hmm. How does the term colleague fit into all this?
Well, colleague is probably almost synonymous with worship, but people tend not to use the word colleague because it's usually used in academia.
Mm-hmm.
It tends to be a little off-putting. And no one really knows what it means.
It's a little bit arm's length, isn't it?
And that's a good thing. Another fascinating part of the book is I interviewed all over the world people living in New York City who had moved here from London. I interviewed people in Tokyo, in Frankfurt, Germany, in London, who were living in London. And what I found so fascinating is the cultural differences in work and friendship.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, a woman who had moved here from London who was had a rather high-up position, even though she was only in her late 20s at a major magazine in New York, when she first arrived here, everyone kept saying, let's go out to lunch, let's do lunch. And she thought it was an extension of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tried following up, and she found out that that was just an expression.
Right.
So
yeah.
So that's another important thing to think about.
They didn't really want her to go to lunch. It was just a way of saying goodbye, wasn't it? Jan,
well,
stand by.
Well, that was a way of saying, kind of, let's do lunch, the way some people say that. And
let's hang on, Jan. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get Jan to tell us about the difference between men and women in friendships. And I'm going to try not to get in any trouble. And that might not be possible. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a good visit with our good friend, Jan Yeager. And I don't care what she says, I call her a friend, and I don't care what she says about me, folks, she's my friend. Dr. Jan Yeager, the author of a number of books, including Business Protocol, including...
But that's so interesting because someone who will remain unnamed, who is a worship, when he gave a wonderful review to one of my books, he started off the review by saying, my longtime friend... Jan Yeager has just written a new book. And, the problem is that people say to themselves, well, how objective is a friend going to be?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's part of it in the workplace, especially today where accusations of favoritism and all sorts of concerns. But
that's the reason why you didn't ask me to endorse your new book, Jan. You knew that I couldn't be objective. Right?
Well, but that's interesting because I do have a chapter in the book about how to increase your business as well as find a job through workships and friendships. And I talk about the right way to do it and the wrong way to do it. And I also interviewed a wonderful outplacement consultant, Hank Schmidt, at a wonderful Lee Hecht Harrison. And what he said and what everyone has said is you have to be careful what you ask of your friends, because on the one hand, they're going to probably want to say yes. On the other hand, it can make it tough if they have mixed feelings or if it puts them in a position of compromise.
Right.
So
one of the things I've done, Jan, whenever I've had to ask a friend something that I wasn't sure what their response would be, but I did want to ask them, I have said, look, I have something I want to ask you, but I want you to know that before you do anything, regardless of what you say, either way will be okay with me and we will still be friends. I've actually said that to them.
Well, that's a wonderful thing to say, but what I also say in the book is sometimes you do, there's an expression you hear growing up, it doesn't hurt to ask. Well, what I found out in my research is sometimes it does hurt to ask.
Right.
So you've got to be very careful.
You have to be careful. You're right. Jan, before we go any further, I want you to give us your website and tell us where the book's available.
Oh, definitely. Thanks for asking. Who's That Sitting at My Desk is available at all the online bookstores. It could be ordered through local bookstores. It should be coming, showing up in bookstores with literally this week. It can also be ordered right from my website, janyager.com, or through Book Clearinghouse, which has a toll-free number, 1-800-431-1579.
And the last name is Yager, Yager, just like it sounds, Dr.
Right.
Jan Yager, Ph.D. Jan, let's talk about the difference between men and women in friendships. Workships. I'm still thinking of the old term.
Right. Oh, sure.
Let me see if I can set this up so I can have the maximum opportunity not to get into too much trouble here, Jan. Do you think that women are more likely to focus on the distinctions that you outline in your book than men are?
No, I think they both are. In fact, here's a good example that I end the book with. In one of my surveys, a director of personnel, when asked how many friends he had at the workplace, said something like 300-something. I forget the exact number, but it's in the book, like 314 or something. And then I asked how many work at your company, and it was the same exact number. And I knew that if he knew the word and the concept workship, that probably is the kind of relationship he had with those people. Mm-hmm. Now, the women that I interviewed in that survey often wrote zero, the other extreme, because they were so afraid of spilling their guts and having this friendship that was much too similar to kind of the emotional support and the coffee clutching that goes on in her personal life, were afraid to have any kind of connection. So the nice thing about Who's That Sitting at My Desk is it really helps the reader to say, what choices do I want to make? What situations would this kind of relationship work better? What situations should I be more careful? Another important part of the book is how to befriend movers and shakers, because small business owners especially need those connections in the community, in the larger business that they're part of.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jan, what about a term that we can use? I know you've identified workships, but what do we call someone who we have a workship with? And we don't call them friends because that's what you say, that that's not what they are yet, perhaps. So what do we call them?
Well, you could call them a workship. You could just use their name. You can just, just try to, I think it's important if you are going to use the term friend that it truly is a friendship, that you're not getting into a situation like the let's do lunch situation. Using euphemisms is okay. This is someone that I really care about. This is someone who's, now there's a chapter called Four Workships Everyone Needs, mm-hmm. Mentor, Researcher, Trailblazer, use those terms.
The book is called Who's That Sitting at My Desk by Jan Yager, Ph.D., our good friend, and also our workship. Jan, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Jan Yager, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break. I'll be right back with Joe Condrell, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.